Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Wait a minute. Who's in charge at UNC? This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. With 1 week to go before Carolina opens its football season against Georgia and Atlanta, the Tar Heels do not need the distraction that was apparently caused by deposed Illinois coach Tim Beckman joining Larry Fedora's staff as a volunteer assistant. Beckman has left the post after his appointment triggered a rash of objections and criticism. It may be Fedora's program, but one would think that such a move had to be cleared by Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham, who reports directly to Chancellor Carol Folt. Both acted like they knew nothing about Fedora hiring Beckman. But isn't that a little hard to believe? With all that has gone on at UNC football over the last 6 years, wouldn't everything from new helmets to old friends have to be run up the food chain? Guess not. Cunningham declined to say whether he knew or didn't know about Fedora's latest hire, but he had to be aware, and Folk clearly said she knew nothing of it. So who's in charge of the football program? Not even 24 hours since the news broke that Beckman was here, the university made a move that indicated Fedora must clear everything he does with Cunningham, and by extension, Folk. The result of what was really a nothing story caused everyone to backtrack in yet another embarrassing 24-hour news cycle. Beckman said the reaction was too strong. Cunningham said it was the right move for him to move on, and Folt had strong words pointed at both her AD and head football coach. After Fedora claimed it was his call to set all the parameters in his program, the UNC administration said, not so fast. Gene Chizik was hired after a long vetting process that Cunningham and Folt were involved in every step of the way. Bigger name with a national championship under his belt, but bigger baggage having been dismissed at Auburn 2 years later. And that was okay because Chizik could help the Tar Heels win. This time it was purely friendship from one coach who thought he was in charge, trying to help another in need. There was little to mitigate Beckman's bad reputation, and a head coach with good intention now has egg on his face a week before the new season kicks off. Hope there's better communication on the field than off. This is Archansky. See ya.